This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I just want to know how you feel. Want a love that's so proud and real. You make me want to go out and steal. I just want to come on, baby, now. Help me work it out. I won't let you down. So you don't need to shout. I just want to
The moon is stars. Reviewing
the moon is
Yelp.
Stars.
We're here with Rice. And that's
can we
stuff?
Get sued twice over for that?
Of course.
Okay. That's exciting to me. Now that was exciting because it felt dangerous and McCartney.
What's that?
It felt dangerous and McCartney. Did my audio cut out? It felt dangerous and McCartney.
McCartney, you're using it as an adjective or?
It felt dangerous and McCartney.
It felt McCartney. Yeah.
It was McCartney.
That's the only right thing you said today. That came in from Ellie K. I don't know if she wants us to use her full name. She says, I've combined everyone's two favorite McCartney songs into a singular lump of Christmas coal. And keep in mind, she didn't send this in December. She sent this, this is May 7th she emailed us. She says, the pitch and tempo have been changed slightly to weasel out of those pesky music bots suing your asses. So we should be fine, because the only way they're going to find out is through AI. That's artificial intelligence. I only operate off of natural intelligence and instinct.
What do you mean natural intelligence?
Like
operate off of natural intelligence.
It's like maybe it's Maybelline, maybe he's born with it. And I was born this way.
It's Maybelline, maybe he was born with natural intelligence instinct by Calvin Klein. The Sauce Records Limited 2. The Ride. The movie The Ride Store.
So you're on Shark Tank.
LLC.
Focus on one thing.
Gauging their reaction to see which one they're most interested in. Food store.
They lean
pharmacy,
in.
Pharmacy.
They lean out. They're in.
Records.
Lean back in.
The Ride.
They all lean back. Now that sucks.
Incorporated.
This is such a visual gag. Riley, Wednesday, June 9th. We're banking episodes this week. Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Oh my God.
Because I'm going to go visit my dad in Indiana.
Go Sooners.
That's not what it is, but I'm very excited to go. I haven't seen him in a year. I'm very excited to see him.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be away. And Jeff, you're also not going to be in your home. Why is that?
Brag,
why?
Brag. Keep Tahoe blue, keep Tahoe you, as in the lake calls me, the lake calls to my ass. I'm going to be in Carnelian Bay with Bay.
With Bay? Who's Bay?
Who's my Bay? Ideally, yeah. By then, it'll be Caitlin Dever, let's say.
Okay, let's say. And when are you leaving? How many days from now?
That's going to be in a week's time. Yeah, this is
okay,
today,
so
next
in a,
week.
In a week, your bae is going to be Caitlin Dever.
I'll settle for, honestly, any B-list celebrity or better.
Got it. And not much is new since I've last talked to you because we did. We were on the phone maybe but an hour and a half ago.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, y listeners, what's new with you? I'm leaning in. I'm listening.
They can't answer. They can't answer. We should just do the show because they're not gonna like. There's no call and response.
Oh my god, really? Oh my god, that's so exciting.
No, they're not saying anything.
Oh, I'm so. You have always wanted to do that. I remember you telling me about that. That's so amazing.
No fucking way.
Jeff, you can't hear this?
No.
That's incredible.
Who are you talking to?
Oh my, I'm talking to Bob Buell.
How'd you get Buell? Are you just on the phone with his ass?
But she. We're not. What?
She.
Yeah. But again, we're not here, as much as we love him, we're not here to talk
about
to
Buell.
Or about Bob Buell.
And thank fucking God, right?
No, what we a love bad, him,
he, dearly. Yeah, we love him.
No, I don't think so. And you know, what is life if not a series of games? One after another. It's just like, you win or you lose. And I've always
not really.
Said
that. There's a lot of gray areas in life.
Jax!
What's that?
What is life if not a game of fucking Jax?
Meaning?
Meaning, we're all the little metal pieces on the floor waiting to be picked up by a hand and a bouncing ball. Timed. I've never played Jax.
Right, right, of course. I knew that was coming.
I definitely have when I was younger.
Yeah.
Pre-YouTube,
but Jax was like all there was to do to have fun.
I don't think that's correct, but...
Okay, all right, very good.
Pre-YouTube.
That was a test. That was a test.
Jax was the only thing... You ever played Jax?
Before Jax Dorsey started a little thing called Tweeter... I bounced a ball on a floor with a bunch of metal rods. With Rod, my childhood neighbor who lived across the street. His name was Christmas.
You just said Rod.
We called him Rod, but his name was Christmas.
That's insane. I don't know why Jax came to mind last night when we were brainstorming.
Sure, yeah. It made me laugh out loud at my phone screen. Riley and I will just like send barrages, not even at all at once, throughout the day until we settle on one that we both like. And you just said Jax, like the game Jax, and I was like, yeah, okay, let's do that. It's fucking insane.
I guess. I mean, I could have just looked this up before we started, but it's like you have all the Jax on the floor, you bounce the ball, and while the ball is midair, you try and grab as many Jax as you can, and then catch the ball.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Why?
It's like to just entertain yourself. It's supposed to like release the chemicals in your brain that make you smile of you.
Mm.
And in this case, it'd be smiling of Jax. So basically you bounce the ball and then you try and grab metal.
Got it. And that's a game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, why are you, is it not clear that that's a game where it's a lot of fun just based on how it sounds?
And so which part is the fun part? I'm just trying to like,
the
just like, you know,
yeah.
From an anthropological sense, like, so people gain enjoyment from this. Is
bonding.
It the bouncing of the ball? Is it the picking up of the metal? Is it the timed like aspect of it, of having the ball in midair? Which part is like, sorry, just for my notes, which part is the joyful experience of it all?
So it is a game, and I just like, for years I've been playing it thinking I was happy of it, but like... Mm-hmm. Even just the two questions you've asked me have made me realize the game sucks to have and play.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it.
This is a review for the brand is called Rocket Box Jax.
Oh no.
And so it kind of comes in like a little retro retro packaging. It's cute. Here, look. It's cute.
Okay. Yeah.
Retro. Okay. Here's the do you want to hear the full name?
Yes, let's hear the full name.
Rocket Box Jax Game, : retro, new vintage, classic game of Jax, gold and silver toned Jax, two red bouncy balls instead of instructions, fun for kids and adults of all ages.
Instead of instructions is in the title of the product on the site?
No, sorry, set of instructions.
Okay, all right.
Instead of instructions and
two red
fun.
Balls.
Okay, here we go. This is from, it's a 5-star review.
Yeah.
Also, I've noticed nigh on every single reviewer is a grandparent.
Correct.
So, yeah. correct. So, a reviewer for Jax. Like, every Jax review is like, my grandkids,
yeah.
Amazing. So, this is a 5-star review from Sue K.
Let's go. It is a K. It starts with a K, but it is Shush.
It does. Sue Shush, but it does start with a K.
Correct.
Got it.
Sheep.
Okay. Shush. Okay. I was explaining the game to my granddaughter last week and thought I'd look them up to see if you could even buy them nowadays. When I spied these, I sent for them and was overjoyed to find the jacks are the heavier ones. Well, I tried them out right away and still have not lost my touch. This weekend, my granddaughter's coming again and we will begin practice sessions. When I was a young child, our playground association held jacks tournaments every summer for us. We played the standard onesies through tensies and back down, ups and downs, sheep over the fence, lions in the den, around the world, double bounce, and eggs in the basket. I'm sure there are several I'm not thinking of. Anyhow, I love them. I can't wait to play them with my granddaughter, and I'll recommend them for the quality. My granddaughter liked their picture because of the round cylinder box they come in. LOL, whatever. Such a detailed, like, all these games in the end with, LOL, whatever. Doesn't matter, actually.
Doesn't fucking, it doesn't matter.
He's like, I'm really passionate about this game that I have an incredible memory of playing as a child every year, and I can't wait to share it with my child's child, but whatever.
Whatever. I mean, it sounds really important to you.
Nah, it's nothing.
It's nothing? What do you mean it's nothing?
Nah, it's like playing onesies to tensies up and down the mountain, river, sheep, back and forth to the ram's head, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Doesn't fucking matter.
Sorry, we hear a bell ring. Sorry, I'm going to stick. I know we're speed dating, but I'm just going to stick with this person. I have to understand. You just listed like 7 really specific games you can play with jacks. And like on the playground when you're young, I don't understand like what it matters. Like, don't count yourself out like that.
No, I mean, you know, when you're as old as I am and one day you'll hit it. I know these, you know, retirement home dating games like this, they can make a gal feel pretty old when they have, you know, us old timers in our 70s and 80s and they bring in young whippersnappers like 40-year-olds like you. It can make you feel a little old.
How old are you, by the way? Because you sound young. You look spry. You don't have any gray hairs.
I'm a 79.
You're a 79?
I'm a 79.
No, how old are you?
Woman.
I know you.
I'm 79.
Okay.
You don't have to feign interest in me. Go on, move down to the next gal.
No,
you don't
I'm
want
like
to spend your time listening to me talk about beating up and down the road over the Sandman Castle, Frosty the Snowman on a bike.
This is so
eating lime cones, onesies 10.
There's something in me that I need to know what that means. Let's go line by line. What did you just say? And then let's figure out what the game is. Beating down the road with you're eating a lime cone, you said? What is that, like a lime-flavored pine cone? And that's a game?
Oh, these are all jacks. These are all variations of jacks.
There's no way there's this many different ones. You bounce the ball, you grab the jacks.
Oh, God. Stop. You are making me feel so ancient. What do you do for fun?
Yeah, I go to, like, you know, live music shows. I rock climb. I love rock climbing.
That's amazing.
If I'm going to play a game, incredible. I usually play, like, there's this thing called Jackbox, and basically...
Jackbox. Box of jacks.
Well, not exactly. It's like on Apple TV.
Oh God, you know, I never could work that. But you know, there was a jacks variation I played one time. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree TV. From the tree TV. And so that was a game. That was when you play jacks,
but
the little red bouncy ball,
sure.
You pretend to bite it like an apple, you wink, and then if the ball hits the ground again and you haven't picked up the jacks, then it's you're not allowed to watch TV for a week. And so that was a variation of the game.
Okay. So you'd have to bounce the ball, catch it in your mouth, take a fake bite out of it, wink and grab jacks. And you called that apple doesn't fall far from the tree TV.
If you didn't pick up any
jacks. The
only jacks.
TV part Sorry. Of that is the wager that you place on it, where if you lose, you don't get to watch the tube.
I forgot to mention that the jacks, before you bounce the ball, you arrange them as such where it looks like a little model TV.
I really don't think so. What other games did you play? You said another one.
Eating a lime cone?
Yeah, what is that? What part of it is that? Eating a lime cone. No, you also said it like lime cone. It was truly like a citrus pine cone. And I'm wondering, did you eat, for lack of a better term, a tree nut?
So this variation, you swap out the red ball for a Brazil nut. And so you bounce that on the floor and you crack it. And
you bounce it?
You bounce the Brazil nut on the floor. And
by the way, not a pine cone or a lime, but yeah, go on.
As you're about to pick up the jacks, you squirt grapefruit in one of your eyes.
Not lime.
And so it kind of makes, but it's a citrus, and so it kind of makes a little bit more difficult, and so that adds an extra level to the game.
It feels like the nut itself is as much of a difficulty to add that you don't need to squirt your eye with citrus, because you're bouncing a nut, it's not going to bounce anywhere near the bouncy ball, and then you're squeezing a fruit in your eye. So I just wonder, like, maybe you do the fruit with a bouncy ball, or you just do the nut, right?
I guess I'd never thought about that. You know, your curiosity is very attractive to me.
Yeah. I'm attracted to you. I feel like I should mention that. Like, I'd love to see where things can go. I just really, before we do that, I need to understand these games. What other things did you play?
What other variations of jacks did I play?
Yeah.
Or what other games?
Well, games, ideally, I'd love to get away from jacks, but it feels like every game you ever played had to do with some kind of spiky metal sphere.
God, I mean, you know, my childhood, the playground association that I grew up...
the what?
That I grew up soliciting was really, they were ingenious. I mean, they held competitions every year for the children of the cul-de-sac.
Sure.
And they invented a specific kind of game of jacks for the neighborhood kids and I. And it was hit the road, jacks, and don't you cul-de-sac no more on the ground here.
That sounds made up. That sounds like you just made it up just now.
Well, they did make it up for us.
Okay.
And so the game was...
So what is
was...
that? Yeah, hit the road, jacks, and don't you cul-de-sac no more on the ground is what you just told me.
On the ground
wondering,
here.
On the ground here.
So,
sorry, yeah, my mistake. How could I know?
In this very... No, it's okay. You're young. How could you know this? So... Each kid in the neighborhood, there'd be me, there'd be Big Tommy, there'd be Little Tommy, there'd be Tina, and then there's Rex. And so all of us would line up and down the cul-de-sac. Each of us would hold a jack in our hands.
Okay.
And so then whoever had the bouncy ball, they would bounce it.
Sure.
And they'd have to run down the street and wrestle the jacks from our hands before the ball would bounce again.
So it's just wrestling.
If they didn't get the jacks, they wouldn't be allowed to watch TV for a week.
So it always has to do with television. By the way, not that many channels back then. You're 70. It's 2021. So that means that when you were, let's 79. Say, 79, right. 80 years ago was what? 1940. So when you're a kid playing jacks, you're what? 7? So this is 1947, right after the World War. There's no fucking way there was this much television that being away from it for a week... You had that much FOMO that you wagered it on games of jacks. I can't stop staring at your legs. They're so toned. And I would love to make sweet, tender love to you in this old folks' home. You're absolutely gorgeous and live.
I thought this could go somewhere, but if you can't understand jacks, you can't get me in the sacks.
I can understand jacks. I just don't understand these variations of it with crazy names. Why'd your eyes light up? There's no way that that was the name of a Jax game. No fucking way.
You know variations of crazy names.
That's a Jax game? What the hell is that?
So in this one, you actually play darts.
No, it's not Jax! We start vigorously making love. An older couple right next to them.
Oh, God, I wish I had that passion. You get her, son.
You get her, Jack.
All right, should we take a quick break?
Marty. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah,
it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and I there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks, and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. I mean, it's
as simple as that. Do you think Marty's ever played Jax?
I think Marty is going through a lot. I mean, he's kind of through the ringer in a certain way. His Blazers lost, and that was all he had. He's obviously mm-hmm. alone, and he has this amazing new house in Echo Park, but, like, you know, no one to share it with. So I think that let's maybe lay off, right?
I was just asking if you think Marty's ever played Jax.
I think keep his name out of your goddamn mouth is what I think.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm suddenly his brother's keeper.
I can ask a question. It wasn't even invasive. It had nothing to do with how he's doing. I was just saying in the course of Marty's really long life, because he's old as shit, like, has he ever played Jax?
I think keep his name out of your goddamn mouth.
Sorry, old as shit, Marty. Hey, little hag man. You ever played Jax, man?
I think that to have your lips move in the formation of Marty Michael is a travesty.
Marty Michaels never played Jax.
I think keep his name out of your fucking mouth.
What's your review?
This is from BD. Do you have a name for BD?
Well, obviously, that's going to be Biggs Des Moines.
Biggs Des Moines. 3 stars of Happy Jack and Mary Jax. The title is Pickup Sticks. The sticks aren't straight.
No.
Yeah, because it's not pickup sticks. It's fucking Jax.
Oh my God.
Of course. You've never been more confident and wrong.
Okay, Santa. I know it's Christmas Eve, and I was just thinking, I had a couple ideas that I wanted to run by you. You know, I have been one of your hardest working elves all year in preparation for this big day, and I was hoping that I would maybe not step on your toes so much as just kind of pitch you some, you know, maybe punch-ups for some toys that we could be putting out this year.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I know one of your best sellers are big teddy bears. They are classics. People have been, kids have been loving them for decades and decades. Kids have been loving them for decades. What was that?
Kids have been loving them for decades.
Yes, that's right, Santa. So I made a little riff on the teddy bear. I thought it was too bear-y. I pulled it out. It's a duck. So I figure maybe something like this.
That's a duck.
It is a duck.
So it's and not so- a teddy bear. If little Susie says that she wants a teddy bear and we give her a duck, ho, 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 that's not gonna fly.
It's not gonna what?
Fly. Fly.
It's not gonna fly?
Fly.
It's not gonna fly.
Like my sleigh without Rudolph, it's not gonna fly.
Gotcha. Okay, all right. It was just an idea. I was just trying to shake things up. Okay.
You don't have to shake things up. You really don't.
I just figure it's like we've been sending out the same stuff for so long.
Because people like the same stuff.
I have a couple more. Are you okay? Do you have.
Been trying out a different voice, actually.
Yeah. So you're shaking things up too, right?
Well, yeah, but not for the kids.
Not for the kids.
Not for them. Not for what they ask me for.
Okay, well, I just have a couple more ideas I'd like to run past you, and you can talk. You don't have to say anything about it. I don't want to wear you out.
Okay.
You know how kids, they love a nice like little dolly sometimes, you know, give them a nice cute doll. They can dress them up, put them in a stroller, take it out. It's a skateboard. I figured something cooler like this. The dolls weren't mobile enough. And so here's something
they
that.
They don't want something mobile. They want a doll.
You don't think kids would want something like this?
I think some kids do like the skateboard. But now, not Santa, when they want a doll.
You've changed your voice yet again.
And I'm trying to see which one you like.
Which one I like?
Or, yeah, like polling a couple people. Yeah, ho, ho, ho.
I've never heard that. Is this your real voice, Santa? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, this is my real voice. For years, I did the whole, oh, what is it that you want, little kid? But, like, I'm eternal, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't need to put on that old man voice. Like, I can be young and spry to have that.
You can be. This is incredible.
Like, what about Zaddy?
I am an employee. Maybe you should ask Mrs. Claus if she thinks you should be Zaddy.
No, I'm saying like Jeff Goldblum. He's been on like the naughty list for a while, but like in a fun way.
I turned a bike into Nickelodeon slime. Do you like it or no?
I think that what you've been doing is disappointing kids. And I think that we should give them exactly what they ask for and not shake things up. It's like what you're doing is like if somebody orders like a burger at a restaurant and then the burger is just like something bizarre, like they put boar in it, like nobody want, like just people just want a normal burger, right?
Yeah, I just,
you can be inventive for Christmas in July when we do all that like charities bullshit.
Really?
And what about this high register? Maybe that makes me sound younger. Widow baby Sandy.
No.
All right. I didn't. I felt it. I felt that one was not right. Maybe I should just stick to ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yeah, let's stick with that. Let's stick with that.
Come sit on Santa's lap, everyone.
Maybe not anymore.
Maybe not anymore. I think that because I did the voice thing, people should not sit on my lap, yeah?
Yes.
Yes. Your next review?
I will read it, but please don't scream at me the way you've just done.
I said it so softly. If anything, now I'm screaming because...
This review is for the same Retro Jacks. This is a 5-star review from Nicandra. Give Nicandra a last name.
Mito.
Nicandra Mito. 5 stars. The title is, the jacks are metal and sturdy. The balls are easy to handle and bounce. This is a high quality set. The jacks are metal and sturdy. The balls are easy to handle and bounce just right. As soon as my girls saw this set, they wanted to try them. Jax is such an iconic game. I think it'll be around forever.
I don't think so, man. I really don't.
But when you have, like, this army of grandparents, like, passing it down, it might be.
No. It's not a good game. Darren, you always love to play devil's advocate, and like, I don't know if that's what you're doing right now or if you genuinely believe this, but like, Jax is gone, man. Like, you gotta make peace with that. I've never even seen you play. Like, I don't understand why you're fighting for this.
At slumber parties, I feel like you guys always want to do Grand Theft Auto or Halo or something that's just like rated M. And for a game as timeless and simple and fun for the whole family as Jax, why can't we bring a little bit more of that to the party?
It's none of those things, Darren. It's absolutely none of those things.
Tristan, stay out of it, dude.
Yeah, honestly, Tristan, like, I'm on your side, but, like, shut the fuck up, man.
But, Alex, have you ever even tried? I feel like every time I bring it up, you're like, no, let's just drive around in GTA or make a sim and drown it. Like, you're such a violent kid.
I'm not, like, trying to be violent. It's just, like, they're fun games. Like, I would never do any of that shit in real life, obviously. Well, are you sure, Alex? Because, like, you do seem to have some kind of a temper. Like, you just snapped at me for no reason.
Well, it wasn't for no reason, Tristan.
Yeah, it wasn't for no reason.
For no reason. Oh, like, I don't like Alex very much, but, like, that wasn't for no reason.
And I just think that, like, you're really hanging your head. Like, you're really banking on this Jax thing. And there's no way it's about that. There's no way. Because, like, we play these games. Don't you have fun when we play video games?
I put on a good face. And that's why I was cast as Lumiere in Beauty and the Beast, because I'm a really talented actor.
You were cast in Lumiere because you had an in with the director. I had a much better read.
Tristan, you didn't.
I was
you
there for the audition. It was actually really bad, man. It was really flat. That's not
like,
even true.
Yeah, sure. I have. Like, the director and I, like, get lunch outside of school sometimes to, like, talk
our
about. No,
guest, be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin around your neck, Sherry, and we'll provide the rest. Right?
That's pretty good.
Alex, all I'm saying is that I think sleepovers should be a democracy and not a dictatorship.
They
and
are. You are. There's three of us. Both of us want to play video games. That's democracy. That's a two-thirds rule majority.
I want to play Jax.
You can play Jax on your own. Like, that is a game that you can have one player at, where you just try to beat your own record. You can do that. I obviously would rather you be playing with me, Darren, but Tristan and I can play.
What is that supposed to mean?
You know, I was being mean. Yes. Like, there's no... forget it.
Let's like, just, obviously, like, Alex is a mean kid, and, yeah, like, that was, like, targetedly mean to you, but
no,
it
like,
was
well-deserved.
What well
is that supposed to mean?
What is what supposed to mean? Which part?
And now you're hurting my feelings, Sharon.
Tristan, here's the thing, right? It's
here's
like,
the
yes.
thing, Tristan, yeah.
Are we bullying you? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Did... Yes.
Yes.
Is it not without cause? No.
No.
So you know that it's like there's a reason
no,
for
like,
the bullying.
I get it. I just like it hurts.
Of course. Well, that's the point of bullying is of that course. It's supposed to make us feel better because it makes you feel bad. And so honestly, now that like I know that Alex thinks I'm a dumb little baby boy for wanting to play Jax instead of like lighting a house on fire with a sim inside, like I want to let out some of my anger on you.
That just doesn't seem fair. No, it's fair, Tristan. Like,
no, it's so
it's fair,
Tristan. Because
like the thing is, we hang out with you mostly out of pity and like you were kind of like a free agent and we wanted a trio, right? So like mm-hmm. everyone else had their trios or their groups.
I mean,
or their
every
foursomes.
Movie, like every TV
yeah,
show is
exactly.
always a trio.
Exactly. So like we're that cartoon trio and you're kind of like the Donnie. You're the Donnie and the Big Lebowski trio. So like we'll do like, shut the fuck up, Tristan.
And you're Donnie and like the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah,
like,
and you're like
you are
Donnie Hathaway, but like after he died. So like he's kind
yeah.
of amazed to anybody music wise.
Yeah.
Are you making fun of my singing voice?
Not in this moment. We were a little bit ago. Like, so yes, but not right now. But yes.
Name a song, I'll
it's
sing
bad.
It really good.
No. We don't want you to sing because you're not good at it. When we're
it's
making fun of you
dawn,
because of your voice.
It's a new all day. Right. It's a new life for Tristan.
So you're giving us more ammunition to make fun of you because
yeah,
that was horrible.
Like,
because
when you go up and go to the bathroom, we're going to laugh about what you just did because it was really bad.
We don't have to wait. We can do it before he goes to the bathroom.
That was so bad. Oh, that's
so
bad, Darren.
Bad. Who wants to play Jax and laugh at Tristan?
I don't want to play Jax still.
Come on,
there's
dude.
Factionism in this fucking trio. You and I don't like Tristan. I don't like Jax. And guess what? Nobody has anything bad to say about me.
I don't know if you've been listening, Alex, but I've been talking about how I think you have some masochistic tendencies popping up at a young age, and you really might want to take a look at it as you move forward, because you can be a really violent kid.
Yeah, Alex, you're going to want to really change yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to want to find a healthy outlet, like yeah. Jax. All you need to do in
no,
this
no,
game
no, no, no. We don't want to play Jax. We don't want to play
Jax.
Actually,
up
no,
the Jax
I'm gonna,
with
I'm
your
gonna,
hand.
I am going to turn on you for that one, Darren. He doesn't want to play Jax. That's not the outlet that he should kind of shift to. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm gonna have to actually side with Tristan on this one in terms of like
with Tristan. Are you kidding?
I don't like it any more than you do, but I just like I hate Jax, and so does he.
Maybe we shouldn't hang out. It seems I like we all
think
hate
that none
each
of
other.
Us like each other. I think we all like Alec if he wasn't so violent. I think you guys are mean to me on a consistent basis. I think you suck for liking Jax, regardless of whether we get along or not. And I think that I am going to talk to the director because this is fucking ridiculous. He starts walking out. I'm going to talk to the fucking director.
I throw the Jax on the floor. Well, that was actually really good.
That was really, that was a solid.
I didn't know you had that range.
Yeah, that was like really good.
Do it again. I throw more on the floor.
I purposely step on a ton of Jacks.
I'm weeping. Tristan,
that was beautiful,
that was
man.
Beautiful.
I guess it's like Ratatouille.
How so? How is it like Ratatouille?
Like in Ratatouille, basically there's this little rat, I don't know if you've seen it, but basically a rat like plays his hair and then like teaches him how to cook. So for me, I can sing, but I just need the jacks on my feet. Jacks on my feet. Jacks on my feet.
Get out, Tristan. You're fucking weird. Jacks on my feet. Jacks on my feet.
This is 5 stars from Smart. You want to give Smart a last name? Because that is their first name.
Ass.
Smart ass. 5 stars. My mom has played Jax for some 60 years. I bought here these for Christmas, and she loved them and said they had a great feel.
Mom, it's 3 a.m. What are you doing in the kitchen with the lights on?
No, mom, I just, your father gave me this bottle of wine, and like, I almost don't want to drink it because it just feels so good in my hand.
That's okay, Mom. You could drink it. Tonight
she's like
or tomorrow
holding
night.
It and like, you know, resting it in her hand, bobbing it up and down, feeling the weight.
Mom, just come back up to bed. I'll help you get back up to bed.
Like it's a Pinot, which is like obviously my favorite kind of red, but like I just don't even want to uncork it because it feels so good in my hand.
Should I get Dad? Should I wake up Dad?
No, I don't wake your father. You shouldn't even be up.
You shouldn't even be up. It's 3 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, but I don't like have work until 7 tomorrow.
Dad.
What? Okay. Yeah, hi, I'm up. What?
Mom's holding the wine, and she won't go up to bed.
Honey, it's Tuesday. Let's not drink it right now. No, I'm not drinking it. I'm feeling it. What?
What?
I'm feeling the wine in my hand, and it feels really good to have it in my hand like that.
Mom, I feel really uncomfortable.
Cut to her voting. No. I haven't put in the dots just yet. Because this little blotter thing?
Yes.
I know what to do with it, but I just, it can't help but feel really good in my hand.
Ma'am, we do have a lot of people to get through today. We have a lot of lines down a few blocks. And so yeah. we really kind of need you to move quickly. Or if you have any questions about the candidates.
No, I almost don't want to vote. Because then that means that I have to stop holding this. And it feels really good in my hand.
Well, we'd love if you vote. That is your right to vote. So we'd love you exercise your right.
I can do it. I can do it.
Okay. We are going to need to move you out pretty quickly. So we do need you to complete it in the next 30 seconds.
If I don't vote right now, I can get back in line and come back, right?
Today is the last day to vote. So you will need, and the polls close in about 30 minutes.
Because I got about 5 minutes with this. And so if I like put it down right now and I don't fill out this ballot, I can get back in line and vote again because like I haven't voted yet and you can only vote once. But I could have it for another 5 minutes, probably.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but you shouldn't vote. I do believe everyone should exercise their right to vote. But okay. I actually think that you should not be allowed to vote. So
I was
going to
write in Ralph Nader.
Right. Give me that.
Give me that. I'll let you hold it. Oh, damn it.
Please leave.
I know.
And the person who she was going to vote for loses by one vote. She could have
taken
it straight.
This is unfucking believable, but yeah, 2024, Ralph Nader lost by one. I think he's dead.
All he needed was one,
and
I guess.
It's like not even a popular vote. But if somebody in this district, one person had voted in this district, it would have changed the entire fucking thing.
Cut to she's at home watching the news, holding the wine.
Breaking news, Santa has a new voice? How do you like this? You guys suck.
Slams the camera down.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
This shook me all week long.
Daniel and my anniversary is at the end of the month. And for our anniversary, we always do a trip together. Like, instead of getting each other a gift or something, we will like have an experience together. And so we've done like little road trips for the past 2 years. And this year we're going to do something of the same nature. But we are going to go, or at least our plan right now, is to go to Meow Wolf. And we haven't picked, do you know what Meow Wolf is?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so Meow Wolf, so there's, right now they have two locations, they have a couple pop-ups, their flagship, it's like an immersive
art exhibit. Oh, is this in Sedona?
No, there's one in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Santa Fe is what I meant to say, yeah.
And it's like out of an abandoned bowling alley that they made it into this insane, incredible, just like look it up, like it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
One in Vegas.
Which one are you going to?
That was just opened. We haven't decided yet. We're thinking about like the pros and cons because it's like, because we're going to drive to either place. And the pro about the one in Santa Fe is that it's like, I've never been to Santa Fe. I really like to go. There's like a lot of other cool museums there, things to do. The con of that is that it's like, it'd be a 2-day drive. We'd probably like, it's like a 14-hour drive. We'd probably stay one night in, our first anniversary, we went to Sedona. And so we'd probably stay the night in Sedona. Probably not, because it's like we like a road trip. But then the pro of Las Vegas is that it's so close. We could get there
4 hours
that day.
Yeah.
The con is that it's Las Vegas. And so it's like there isn't – like we wouldn't want to stay and like do – we're like do anything there really. We'd want – you know, that would be like, okay, we're going there to go to Meow Wolf and then go home.
Versus Santa Fe, you would explore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should do Santa Fe.
It's awesome.
Do you think anybody's ever read Beowulf while listening to Geowulf at Meow Wolf?
I don't know why, but I feel like you should go back to school.
I read a lot.
Just
like,
to give you something to do. No, not even because of that. Just to like give you a hobby instead of like saying shit like that. Like, I feel like you should like go to grad school for that.
Yeah. It's just hard because like I didn't try in undergrad. So like my GPA was like a 3.5 or something bad.
What shook you, Jeffrey?
I'm going to get a bike. So my relationship with bikes have been fraught. Basically
insane thing to say.
I had a bike in college and it was stolen from my yard.
No.
I watched them steal it.
No.
From my bedroom window, and I was like, hey, stop. And then they looked up and saw me and then scuttled away and biked. One of them already had a bike, so I guess they just wanted a bike buddy, but I was like, all right, you fucking asshole. It was too small for me though. I that was a Craigslist find. And then I got another Craigslist find. And that bike was just fully broken, and I made it work for a while. And then I was just telling somebody this story, but on my way back home one time, back when I was living in Los Feliz, I saw an unhoused person riding my bike away from my house as I drove towards my house. And that was a little scary because the bike was like in the on our back deck. So I guess... Yeah, the both bikes I've owned in my life have been stolen from my yard. So hopefully that doesn't happen this time, and maybe I'll just keep it inside this time.
And you think locks are for suckers?
I think that if it's in your yard, you don't need a lock, and that's my fatal flaw.
If you love something, set it free,
yeah.
And if it returns, then it was always yours.
Absolutely. And I also think
so
like,
those two bikes weren't yours.
Locks are pussy shit, like I've always said that. And I'm not about that. I'm like, I'm about that life, you know what I mean?
You're not about that life?
No, I'm about that life. I'm about that life where I'm like, try me.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, try me a river.
As you're in a fight.
Try me a river.
What'd you say? Suck you. Oh, gotta be square. You can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote, and the show on Instagram at Review Review.
You can follow Jeff on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. Big thank you to Aaron Carrico.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael Scarn.
A co. At the tender age of 48.
Alan, PhD in Hymnology.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin Frost and a Cupston Caxton.
Bob Buell, but more like Sasha Baron Cohen playing an 18th century small shrill flute, saying my five.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Christian Side Hugs for Purity.
Connor Finnegan.
Kergacher. Nah, doesn't work. Happy Pride, though.
Damian Kirk, my all-time least favorite nephew.
Daniel Cream Puff Cluff.
Eric is officially joining the Gray Army, so I will now be known as Gray Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Gray Evac, aka Mr. Tuesday Fright, is the season.
No, it isn't. Gray is honestly the coolest name. Mine is Tyler. How am I even supposed to compete? Thanks, Mom. Real fucking original.
Gray, and the one and only Gray, if I might add. Please don't steal my cool name.
Hallie, hashtag I stand with my twin Gray. Hashtag I love you, Eric Crust.
Hi, Jeffrey. Hi, Riley.
Holly.
Hunter B.
Isaac Puff, new patron.
The man, the myth, the legend. That wasn't even part of his name. I'm just adding it. Jackson Hansel.
And Gretel. Jake the Snake Rider.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jimmy Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
Jasper Jeffrey James Hoffman. And that sucks to have.
Jesse, is that my bestie in a Tessie?
Jack Gosley.
Jonah Sanchez.
Caleb Luster.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Laura Brennan.
Lauren Millang.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Begel.
Nate Porteous.
New patron.
Noel Murphy changed his name to Gray Murphy and
went
from months of unemployment to having two jobs in a matter of days.
Nothing sometimes.
Phoebe.
Phoenix McVernon.
Poutine. Nah, a frothy nog of sass.
Rightly.
Rooster Williams.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kildiff.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
The man, the myth, the zaddy, Marty Manley.
I don't think so. The vagabond horse is longing to Nene.
What's the story with all this gray stuff?
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yaro Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
And Greg Berg upside down.
God
you
damn it.
You absolute typeface monster. if you also want access to tons of bonus content, good and otherwise, patreon.com/Riley and Jeff. If not, we'll see you guys again next week. We'll see you on Friday, actually, with a bonus episode on the day.
Arrivederci.
Chi. Switched it up on me. Chi.
That was a HeadGum original.